This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian relentlessly battered Grand Bahama Island on Tuesday, even as the powerful storm began to edge closer to the mainland United States and the southern state of Florida. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis offered this assessment of the damage.
The images and videos we are seeing are heartbreaking. Many homes, businesses, and other buildings have been completely or partially destroyed.
Dorian is now classified as a Category 2 storm. It has diminished substantially from when it first slammed into the Bahamas as the most dangerous Category 5. But the U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm is now growing larger. Forecasters continue to describe the slow-moving storm as extremely dangerous. It's moving northwestward toward the Florida coast at 4 kilometers per hour. The Taliban claimed responsibility for an explosion in Kabul late on Monday, just hours after a U.S. negotiator shared with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani key details of a deal that would see thousands of American troops leaving Afghanistan. The blast in the Green Village compound, which houses international organizations and guest houses, killed at least 16 people, and it wounded 119 others. A Taliban spokesman told the Associated Press that the attack was a response to raids by U.S. and Afghan forces on civilians in other parts of the country. While he acknowledged there should be less harm to civilians, the spokesman said they shouldn't be living so near such an important foreign compound. Walmart has said it will discontinue sales of ammunition for handguns and some assault-style rifles in stores across the United States in response to recent mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. The largest U.S. arms retailer, which has been under pressure to change its policies on gun sales, also said it would discontinue handgun sales in Alaska. That's the only state where it sells them. This is VOA News. To U.S. lawmakers who rush a